Lives of the companions, رضي الله عنهم. Lives of the companions, رضي الله عنهم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Mother Nation, we once again welcome you in our program Lives of the Companions. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we'll be talking about a great personality, Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, and Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Be with us from start and Inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning today. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, inshallah, I'll present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Respected viewers, alhamdulillah, we've got our brother Wasim Abbas Attari with us, inshallah, will join me in this program. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wasim Abbas, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, jazami, how are you?
Mashallah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, ala kulli hal. One of the beautiful personalities in Ashara Mubashara, subhanallah, Sayyidina Zaid bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. And today, inshallah, we'll be talking about. Again, this personality is also included amongst those 10 fortunate ones who are given the glad tiding of Jannah by the tongue of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their lifetime. Wasim Abbas, in the start, I would like to just ask you, subhanallah, this personality, when it comes in our mind, so Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and directly comes in mind, because this is the personality because of him and because of his wife, a great personality, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and accepted Islam. You can say in one way they became the reason of their acceptance of Islam, because that was the place where he heard Quran, and then subhanallah he got motivated to embrace Islam. Now, how much benefit did Islam gain after the acceptance of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and in the time of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, maybe the time after Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, or may it be the time of the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala and himself. They apparently lived on the face of this earth. MashaAllah, the way Islam spread, the way, subhanAllah, the borders of Islam expanded through the world. It's amazing, and it is a, subhanAllah, unforgettable universal truth, you can say, or in the history, subhanAllah, written in golden words. So, in one way, we can say that today we are talking about respective views of that personality who became, in one way, the reason of the acceptance of the Islam of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. We last from Mubali of Dawat Islami, could you please mention that account of the acceptance of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and but how it is linked and related to the acceptance of Islam of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala. With the personality today, we are discussing Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, and from Ashara Mubashara.
Subhanallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, Rizwanvi, mashallah, beautifully introduced by yourself when you talk about the eminence of Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala from many perspectives, and one of the golden attributes which are linked with him is the acceptance of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu's Islam. And this entire account where we come to know of the acceptance of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu also reflects and displays the steadfastness that Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu had upon Islam. And not only him, also his honorable wife. And Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he was very closely related to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He's the brother-in-law of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Now, what we need to understand over here is one way is that Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu had already embraced Islam before Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu.
Okay.
And before embracing Islam, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he was amongst the enemies of Islam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he himself made dua for Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu to embrace Islam. And at that time, when the disbelievers, they were bloodthirsty for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they held many consultations that how can they mu'adhallah harm the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and eventually once decided
even that, to the extent of murder.
Once decided that they would martyr the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and for this task, who would present himself? Now, a very brave person of Quraysh, he stood up that I will perform this task. This was Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu before embracing Islam. So he took his sword out and he starts walking towards the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with this evil intention that I would ma'adallah martyr the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the way as he was going, when someone came across Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu and asked him that, where are you going with such
anger.
So now Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he told him of his intention, and now he told him that first go to your own house. Now Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he told him that ma'adallah, I'll martyr the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and I'll eradicate Islam altogether today. So then the person said that first go to your own house and have a look at your sister and your brother-in-law, they've already embraced Islam, so what are you talking about?
So
all of a sudden he became furious because up until now, the brother-in-law and his sister, they had also concealed their faith.
Right.
So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he was told by the other person that go to your own house first, now Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, he changes his path and he goes towards the house of his sister and his brother-in-law, Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. And as he reaches there, he can hear the Quran being recited.
Allah
subhanAllah. The Quran is being recited. And there weren't only two people, there were three people. So two people, Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu and his honorable wife, Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu anha. They're reciting the Quran. And there's another third person there who's teaching them. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, out of anger, he knocks at the door. And from inside, they ask who is it? And Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, in anger, he told them, who he is. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was famous for his awe, for his valor, for his power. Now, as soon as the door was opened, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu started to physically harm his brother-in-law, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, and his sister as well. And he kept saying that you guys have become faithless. Oh, you guys
have left the religion,
abandoned the religion of your forefathers. And he kept saying this. And now both of them, especially the sister, she said that, oh brother, we have not become faithless. You tell us that what is the truthfulness of your religion?
Oh.
Allahu Akbar. We worship only one Allah, who is wahdahu la sharik. And we consider Islam to be haq, to be truth. And we will not leave it at all. We will never leave it at any cost. Now, this infuriated him even more.
Yeah.
And he started to beat them even more, to the extent that they even the blood started to come out. But Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu and his honorable wife, they never even uttered one word of complaint.
Right.
Now, when Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu had realized that they are so steadfast in what they have accepted and they will not leave their faith at any cost, now he sits down. Because he was told that in the path of Islam, even our body is shredded into 1,000 pieces, still we will remain steadfast upon Islam. So Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he realized that they will not abandon their faith, Islam, so he sat down. And as he sits down, he comes across the scriptures of the Holy Quran, which were being recited by Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu and his sister. When he sees those manuscripts, he says, what is this? And now his sister replies that this is the kalam of Allah, which is Quran. However, you are impure, you cannot touch it.
Right.
So if you perform ghusl, if you purify yourself, then you can touch it.
If you take bath, yeah.
Then Umar radiallahu anhu, he performed bath, he purified himself, and then he opened it, and in front of him was the verse of Surah Taha,
right,
which he started to recite. And the translation of that is, Surah. I am Allah, there is no God but me, so worship me, and establish the prayer for my remembrance. So this is the verse that he comes across. And as soon as he recites this verse, he comes across this verse, he reads this word, his entire body was overtaken with awe. And all of a sudden, his heart was completely turned upside down. And he now falls in love with Islam, understands the veracity of Islam. And then he presents himself in the court of the Prophet ﷺ and embraces Islam. So this entire journey of him from the point of leaving his house with the intention of martyring the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to the point of becoming an ardent devotee of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, from the point of having the intention of ma'adullah martyring the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, from the point of becoming ready to sacrifice his life for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that was all due to the steadfastness of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, his brother-in-law, and his sister Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this is such a beautiful account, which also shows us that how important it is for us to be steadfast in Islam, and what great results it has in the future, where we come to know that because of the steadfastness of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, and he became that Umar by looking at whom even Satan the accursed would change the path. Regarding whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that if there was a Nabi after me, Umar would have been Nabi, whereas there is no Prophet after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Umar radiallahu anhu, in other words, the steadfastness of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu gifted this Ummah a personality like Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, who is the most superior amongst the entire Ummah after Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu
anhu. Subhanallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today is the personality of discussion, that is Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Personality is Sahabi Rasul, companion of the Prophet from Ashara Mubashara. Amongst those group of 10 who got the glad tiding of Jannah in their lifetime by the tongue of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we'll be talking about this personality, we'll learn more about his life and legacy, but now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that segment is Message from a Scholar. Let's listen, find out what is the message for you, for me, and for all of us. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
Could you please mention Islamic way of condolence? Jazakallah.
Allah Allah. Condolence is basically expressing sadness. For a sake of argument, let's say there was a death at someone's house. Someone passed away. Now, one should say salam to the grieved and encourage him for patience. Like, may Allah give you patience. The family member of yours who's passed away, may Allah Almighty shower His mercy upon them. May Allah Almighty forgive them. So whilst paying condolences, these kind of words should be used. Now in our society, how we normally pay condolences is like, what happened? Whereas he would know everything, but yet will still ask. Or they say things like, what happened? Was he ill? Saying things like this, they will slowly come to shoulder the deceased. At times they end up telling lies as well. At times you will hear them saying useless things like, what exactly happened? What was the cause of death? And once it has been confirmed that death has taken place, then their way of paying condolences would be like, I'm very sad to hear about this. Glass of water fell from my hand when I heard this news. I couldn't go sleep at night when I found out about this. I couldn't even eat anything, I didn't like anything. So people falsely say so many things of this nature in order to please others. If someone does so, will become a sinner. Only in case one was truly extremely sad, only then he should say so. If he's only sad, then he should say I'm sad. And if he didn't feel anything, then he shouldn't say anything. He should just give du'as as I mentioned, like may Allah give you patience, may Allah forgive the deceased, etc. Avoid asking useless questions. The other person would get tired of replying to everyone, saying like this happened, that happened, we took him to the doctor and then doctor said that take him to other so-and-so hospital, transfer him to so-and-so city. So you will see people for no reason bother the other person through these useless questions. This is commonly found nowadays. Whatever I'm mentioning is nothing new at all. It is also very possible that many people who are listening right now are also used to do the same. And then children, they learn the same thing too. As their father would condole this way. So maybe because elders have been condoling in this manner, that is why this manner has been followed from generation to generation. I've experienced the same in my childhood, that's why I'm saying this. So avoid this. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullah Alayh, who is the son of the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, and is also an accomplished wali himself. He made someone write a message of condolence. So he wrote and gave it to him, which said that so-and-so has passed away, and I am very grieved over this.
Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullah Alayh was to sign it, saying that it is from him. When he Rahmatullah Alayh came across a verse that I am very grieved, he stopped there and instructed him to cut out the word very, because the fact of the matter is that I'm not very grieved, but only grieved. As he would have experienced grief at that time. In some cases, there's no grief whatsoever upon such news. There's no feeling, nothing at all. So if you were only sad, then say I was sad. And if you were very sad, then say I was very sad. And say nothing if you felt nothing. Truth shall be spoken in every state. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.
Respected viewers of Madani Shilm, we were listening a beautiful message from Amir of Ahl Sunnah's the clip, which was English dubbed, Alhamdulillah, regarding condolence. I hope that you must have learned what is the proper way of doing condolence, inshallah. This is the reason why we bring such beautiful clips and short clips, so that we can increase our knowledge and be acted upon. Today we are talking about a great personality, Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zaid radiyallahu ta'ala. And what a fortunate personality, subhanallah. Ismi Ba Musamma, what a great Sa'id personality he was. Respected viewers of Madinah, inshallah, we'll talk about further about the introduction and the parents, and further, inshallah, about his life. When we talk about the brief introduction, could you please mention his name, Al-Qab, titles, and his nasab, inshallah.
His name is Sa'id, and his kunya, the patronymic, is Abul A'war.
Right.
And his chain of lineage is Sa'id bin Zaid bin Amr bin Nufail bin Abdul Uzza bin Riyah bin Abdullah bin Qart bin Razah bin Adi bin Ka'b bin Luway Qarashi Adawi.
Right.
And when you talk about his lineage, then he meets the blessed lineage of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the 10th chain of his lineage, right, upon Ka'b bin Luway. So this is where his lineage meets that of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And if you talk about his beloved mother, the honorable mother of Sa'id bin Zaid radiyallahu anhu, her name was Fatima bint Ba'ja bin Umayya bin Khuwaylad radiyallahu anha, who belonged to Banu Khaza'a. And he radiyallahu anha accepted Islam in the very early days of Islam.
Okay.
Very honorable woman she was, and very fortunate, very steadfast and determined sahabiya she was. In terms of the father of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zaid radiyallahu anhu, his name was Zaid bin Amr radiyallahu anhu. And he radiyallahu anhu passed away before the revelation of Wahi upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Right.
However, he radiyallahu anhu was upon the religion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was upon monotheism. And he radiyallahu anhu was despised of disbelief and polytheism even during the era of ignorance. So he was a monotheist and follower of the religion of the Abrahamic religion. Sayyidina Amir bin Rabia radiyallahu anhu, very beautiful account, he mentions that Sayyidina Zaid bin Amr radiyallahu anhu, he said to me, Zaid bin Amr, who's the father of Sayyid bin Zaid radiyallahu anhu, he said to me that I opposed my nation and I followed the religion of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, and that whom they worshipped. And both of them, they offered salah facing this Qibla. And then he says that I'm waiting for a prophet from Bani Ismail. And I suppose that I will not get his era. However, I embrace faith upon him and I testify and I bear witness that he is prophet, he is messenger of Allah. If your life is long enough and you meet him, then say my salam to him.
Subhanallah.
Now Sayyidina Amir bin Rabi'a radiyallahu anhu, he says that when I accepted Islam and I came in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then I presented the salam of Zaid bin Amr radiyallahu anhu in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied to his salam and said that I see him in Jannah, I see him in paradise, subhanAllah. Where we come to know the greatness of Zaid bin Amr radiyallahu anhu, who's the father of Zaid bin Zaid radiyallahu anhu, we also come to know, again, the knowledge of unseen of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the father of Zaid bin Zaid radiyallahu anhu, whom we're talking about, he was such an honorable personality, Rizman Bey, that in the era of ignorance, the evil custom of ma'adullah bearing daughters alive was quite prevalent. And he radiyallahu anhu, he despised this act severely as
even
well.
Even at that time.
Even at that time, he detested it. Mm. And he would stop people from doing this. And even to the extent that if someone wanted to bury their daughter, he would take the daughter.
Mm.
He would stop them from burying her. He would take the daughter and he would bear all the expenses of her upbringing. To the extent that when she would become mature and at the age of getting married, then he would say to the father that if you want, you can marry her. Otherwise, I'll even bear the expenses of her marriage.
Allah.
This was the status of Zayd bin Amr radiallahu anh, even during the era of ignorance. And when we see that when the father so acclaimed, when the father is of such stature, then of course the son will be in the shape of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anh. And it also has a lesson for us that the piety of father also benefits the children and it transfers from father to children as well.
Mashallah. And furthermore, we also learn that if father, he was also in Jannah, seen by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, right? Since we just mentioned the narration. And another glad tiling, the son, he is also an
Ashara,
Mubashara,
right?
Subhanallah. Another prophecy, another subhanallah, the knowledge of unseen, which was mentioned by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Spectators of Madani Shell, we are talking about great Sahabi Rasul from Ashara Mubashara, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Inshallah, we'll continue talking about him, but now it's time to include one segment in our program, and that segment is Words of Wisdom. Let's include that. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu anhum.
Respected viewers, today we've got a beautiful piece of advice that listening to somebody attentively. This is very important. It is mentioned that whenever a young person narrates a hadith, I listen to it attentively as if I have not heard it before. However, I had heard the blessed hadith even before he was born. Saying of Sayyidina Ata, rahmatullahi ta'ala. This was their sincerity, this was their ikhlas, and then again, this was their attention and focus. And that's how they used to honor other person, and when they would listen, that's how attentively listen. But what we normally do, if a person, you see, we do not pay attention to what the other person is saying. But we should listen with focus and we should give attention to other person. And inshallah, it's a beautiful advice today.
It's not only that is one way. It's also when someone starts telling us something and if we know of that thing, then we want to display and we want to tell him that I know this before this, you. I'm more knowledgeable than you.
True.
So we will interfere in between and we will perhaps finish the narration which he started.
Yeah.
But a great scholar like Sayyidina Ata rahmatullah alayhi, Allahu Akbar, he would have heard that narration even before the other person was born. But yet he would still listen to it attentively.
The way he listened the first time.
This is the greatness of Awliya Kiram which we need to whom we need to learn from as well.
MashaAllah. Respected Mr. Ahmad Inshal, we are talking about Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. And now we heard about his steadfastness, right? And the way Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was steadfast. And again, his father was also in the same way, subhanAllah, as you mentioned, that how much, in a sense that he was upon the deen of Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. But what a great narration, Wasim bhai, it is in front of me, that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, Zayd bin Umar bin Nufail, meaning the father of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, about him, that my and between Sayyidina Isa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, there is one ummah. Between there is one ummah. And on the day of judgment, right, him, this personality, is he was talking about Zayd bin Umar bin Nufail, Allahu Akbar, that he is one ummah between me and between Sayyidina Isa, and he will be raised as an ummah.
As one ummah.
Allah. On the day of judgment. So he is one personality, but he is referred as an ummah. Allahu Akbar. So this is said for the father of this personality who we are talking about. Now, can you imagine another status the father possesses? Then definitely this transfers, as you said, to the generation also. And we also mentioned that the sister of Sayyidina Umar Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the wife.
SubhanAllah, right? What a Oh, what a great honorable
lady she was. And again, look at the relationship, the father, the mother, himself, the wife, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, his brother-in-law. These great personalities, subhanAllah, the way they embraced Islam and they served religion of Islam, and all are the people of Jannah, isn't
and,
it?
The other greatness we see, you spoke about the father, mother, himself,
wife.
Umar radiallahu anhu, his wife. But on the other hand, we also come to know that the sister of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was also married to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu.
Subhanallah.
So the sister of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu is married to Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, and the sister of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu is married to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, whose name was Sayyidatuna Atika bint Zayd radiallahu anha. So this is also another great relationship that both these honorable personalities had with each other, that the sisters of each other were married to each other.
So his name was Sa'id even before Islam, right? And after Islam, he also remained Sa'id. So Sa'id is from Sa'adat. Sa'adat from Khushbakhti, or you can say the fortune. SubhanAllah. Such a great fortune he, SubhanAllah, brought with. And then after coming in the, SubhanAllah, slavery of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam's Muhabba and love, SubhanAllah, he went to the next level of Sa'adat and being Sa'id and being fortunate one, SubhanAllah.
He truly became fortunate.
No doubt. Damane Mustafa se jo lipta yagana ho gaya, jiske huzoor ho gaye, uska zamana ho gaya. And this is actually, any Sahabi we're talking about got this privilege, got this honor, got this esteem, got this status, is through the sadaqah, through the virtue of Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. This is the nisbat, this is the relation, this is the connectivity, this is the relation, SubhanAllah, which has made them to that level, to that extent. And further, there are certain Sahaba Ikaram, they are from Awwaleen, right? Those, they are from those also, they migrated the first. And Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst those. Could you please shed some light on this?
Indeed, SubhanAllah, Rizwan Bey, as we're talking about the Muhajirin Sahaba, who were amongst As-Sabiqun al-Awwalun Sahaba, who initially embraced Islam in the early days of Islam, and also they migrated to Madinatul Munawwara. Now, there are many glad tidings for them as well, who partook in this noble cause. In Surah Tawbah, verse number 100, the Muhajirin who migrated to Medina, there's the glad tiding of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Jannah, specially mentioned for them in the Quran, which we mentioned in verse number 100 of Surah Tawbah. Allah Almighty says regarding them, for the early forerunners in accepting faith, from the migrants and helpers, and those who follow them with excellence, Allah is content with them, and they are content with Him. For them, He has prepared gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will reside in them forever. This is the ultimate triumph. SubhanAllah. This is mentioned for them in the Holy Quran. Those who migrated, those who were Muhajirun, and Sayyidina Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, he was also amongst the Muhajirun Sahaba who migrated from Makkah to Medina. And after he radiallahu anhu migrated to Madinatul Munawwara, then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also established a relationship of brotherhood between Muhajirin and Ansar. So the Sahabi, the Ansari Sahabi, with whom the brotherhood of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was established, was Sayyidina Rafi bin Malik Zarqi radiallahu anhu. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam established brotherhood between both these Sahaba. When Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu migrated to Madinatul Munawwara.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Respecting viewers of Madani Sharia, inshallah, we'll talk further about Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is, did you know? Let's find out. Did you know or not? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the companions radiallahu
anhum. A relatively very easy question. Probably most of the viewers of Madani Sharia would know, even kids would know, what is azan.
I hope I also know them. SubhanAllah, it's a particular type of announcement that is made that calls the Muslims towards salah. This is called azan.
SubhanAllah.
And just wondering, is it fard to utter azan?
No, it is not fard, rather it is sunnah mu'akkidah. Right? To utter azan for five fard salah offered with jama'at in a masjid. Sunnah mu'akkidah is such sunnah where ta'qid has been
emphasized
sunnah. Jee. Now, if we talk about the third question, can we recite salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala before azan?
Yes, we can, and it is an act of reward to do so. Reciting salat upon the Prophet والسلام, is an act of reward to be recited before delivering azan. And what should we do when azan is being uttered?
Stopping conversation and all other activities in the order of azan, we should reply to it. Respective words of Madani Shell, it's very simple, very easy questions but answers. At the same time, this is a reminder for us. Whenever there is azan called out, we should focus, listen attentively, and we should reply. Easy way to remember how to reply azan is say as the Mu'adhin says. Just say the words as the Mu'adhin says. Repeat those words, inshallah. Amount of reward you would attain and gain, you really cannot imagine. Time doesn't permit, to be honest with you, if we talk about this subject of azan, it needs maybe many episodes because of the excellences and fada'il and subhanallah, they've been mentioned, and the way the ulama, they've written books on this very subject, the blessings one attains who utters azan, who gives azan, and the one who replies azan, may it be a male or female, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards them. The Wasim Abbas Bey, we're talking about Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, a personality from Ashara Mubashara. Now, if we talk about further about his sa'adat, subhanallah, there are three things which have been mentioned in specific with regards to a person who is fortunate person, right? And I would like to just mention that there is one narration. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala narrates Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said three things are from the fortune for a human being, and three things are misfortune for Ibn Adam. Now, what are those three things which are the fortunate things for Ibn Adam? They are these, mentioned in Hadith. The wife who is obedient wife.
Right.
And pious. Obedient and pious wife. This is first thing, a person who possesses this, this means that person is a person of fortune. Right. Subhanallah. He's a fortunate person. Second thing mentioned, a good house.
Subhanallah.
And then a good vehicle or a transport, right? And back in those days, people used to have horses or camels.
Good mode of conveyance.
Mode of conveyance. And nowadays, you see, it could be any means of transport or vehicle, you can call it. And there are three things which are signs of unfortune.
Right.
Okay. And the person who would be unfortunate, what are those? That a woman who is disobedient and ill-mannered, that wife, a person who has ill-mannered or disobedient wife, and a person who doesn't have a good, you can say,
an ill-mannered, bad, disobedient wife.
Yeah, that is done. But the second one is the place of residence. If that is not good, that is also a sign of a misfortune. And then, again, a bad means of transport or not good transport. So this is what. So we find that the personality who we are talking about, Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, no, his wife was such a great fortunate lady and a wife, subhanallah. As you mentioned, sister of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, no, and the way, subhanallah, she carried herself and a mountain of sabr and patience. Would you please shed some light on this?
SubhanAllah. Most definitely it is one way. This is the greatness of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, where his fortune shone in reflection of this very saying, where all these three facts that you mentioned, they were found within the nature, within the seerah of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, especially from the perspective of his honorable wife, who was also a means of having her brother Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu inclined toward Islam. And if we delve deeper into this very incident which happened when Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu visited the house, what do we find? That husband and wife, they were reciting the Quran, they were learning the Quran, they were spending time in the Quran. What a beautiful couple that would be. What a beautiful environment in that house it would be. So if we also question ourselves, those who are married, do we spend such time? Do we spend time together in reciting the Quran, in acquiring the knowledge of Islam, in practicing Islam?
They were students of Islam. They were learning the Quran at that moment, isn't
Indeed.
It? And do we learn Quran? Do we subhanAllah?
Yeah. So this is something, a very big question for us as well. If we want blessings in our life, we should also be following the seerah of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu and his honorable wife, who was Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Khattab radiallahu anha.
SubhanAllah. And Wasim, ask me another beautiful fact is regarding Bayt-e Rizwan.
SubhanAllah.
Okay. And Sayyidina Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, being amongst those Sahaba Ikram, they did bay'ah upon the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is mentioned in Quran that those they are doing bay'ah on your hand, they are doing actually bay'ah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Indeed.
So this honor again also comes, subhanAllah, to Sayyidina Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. And further fact, that he was also given the bishara, glad tidings of freedom from the fire of hell. Could you please mention that narration?
Yes, indeed, Rizwan, we were talking about the pledge of Ridwan. We earlier spoke about the glad tidings mentioned in the Quran for those who migrated.
Jee.
So Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu was included among those as well, those companions as well. Then there's another excellence for those who pledged allegiance to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. At the occasion of Bayt-e Rizwan.
He is also from Awwaleen.
Ji. So this glad tidings also applies to Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. So the Quran is mentioning these glad tidings for certain categories of Sahaba.
Jee.
And we see Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu being in all those categories.
SubhanAllah.
So during Bayt-e Rizwan, it was stated, Sahaba, they placed their hands upon the hand of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and pledged allegiance under a tree. And regarding this very allegiance, it is stated in verse number 10 of Surah Fatah that those who pledge allegiance to you are actually pledging allegiance to Allah.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. So this is how they've been mentioned in the Quran, that what their greatness is. So this very glad tidings is also for Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. And further, in another hadith, there is a glad tidings for those who were present at Bayt-e Rizwan for their freedom from hellfire.
SubhanAllah.
So Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that those who pledged allegiance under the tree, none of them will enter hellfire.
And this is mentioned in Tirmizi.
In Tirmizi.
SubhanAllah.
In Jami Tirmizi, that whoever pledged allegiance under the tree at the occasion of Bayt-e Rizwan, none of them will enter hellfire. So we see in the Quran different categories of Sahaba being mentioned, separate excellences for them. Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu being amongst those categories what we've spoken about. Then in hadith as well, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has also included those Sahaba to be excluded from those who will receive the punishment of hellfire. So freedom from hellfire is also for him. The glad tidings of Jannah is also for him. Glad tidings of pledging allegiance to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in other words to Allah Almighty, is also for him. And then when we talk about the famous hadith where the 10 names of Sahaba Ashra Mubashra is mentioned, there's another excellence, great excellence that he holds, is that this very hadith was narrated by him himself.
SubhanAllah.
And look at the greatness of his sincerity, something for us to learn from, that when he radiallahu anhu was mentioning about Ashra Mubashra, he takes the names of the 9 Sahaba and then he stays quiet when the time for naming the 10th Sahabi comes.
Allah.
And when other companions, they made him swear by Allah Almighty to tell the name of the 10th companion as well, only then he said that now you've given me the oath of Allah Almighty, then I will tell you that I am the 10th one. Abul Awar is Jannati. So he radiallahu anhu is the
Abul
one.
Abul Awar is
The kunya, the patronymic of Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. So this famous hadith of 10 Sahaba who are from Ashra Mubashra is narrated by Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. This is also this greatness that he holds, and how beautifully he displayed sincerity over here. In other words, he taught us how to be sincere until the day of judgment for the generations to come, that you don't boast upon your own status, upon your own greatness. If you do manage to get something, stay humble, stay sincere, and what great fortune again, and what great excellence he possessed, yet displayed immense and elite level of sincerity.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Madrijan, we are talking about great Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd, radiallahu ta'ala. We're learning from life and legacy of this great personality, ever graced this earth. And now it's time to include one segment in our program, and that segment is today's hadith. Let's find out what beautiful hadith is there for us to learn. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Lives of the companions رضي الله عنهم.
We know that there are five pillars of Islam, and one of those pillars is performing Hajj. And we also know that Hajj is only obligatory once in a person's lifetime if he has the means to reach there. There's a beautiful hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlights the authority given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a companion asked whether Hajj is fard every year. And the reply was given that if I said yes, it would be. Listen to the hadith, which is found in Musnad Ahmad, Nasai, Darimi, and Mishkatul Masabih. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he states that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Allah has obligated Hajj upon you. Sayyiduna Aqra bin Habis radiyallahu anhu stood and he said, Afi kulli amin ya Rasulullah? Meaning, is it fard every single year ya Rasulullah? The Prophet alayhi salam said, Law qultuha la wajabat. If I said yes to this, meaning every year it should be fard, la wajabat, it would have been fard. Walaw wajabat lam ta'malu biha. And if it had become fard every single year, you would not be able to act upon it. Obviously, you need wealth, you need provisions of the journey. It's not easy. وَلَمْ تَسْتَطِيعُ And you would not be able to carry out Hajj every single year. وَالْحَجُّ مَرَّةٌ Hence, Hajj is fard once in a lifetime. فَمَنْ زَادَ فَتَطَوَّعٌ And whoever performs it more than once, then this will be considered as nafal from him after he's performed his obligatory Hajj. So we learn from this hadith that Allah Ta'ala has blessed the Prophet ﷺ with immense authority, that he is shari'. He has the power to make something halal or haram. It's a very lengthy topic. But from this hadith alone, we realize how much Allah has blessed His beloved in terms of authority in the deen.
Lives of the companions, radiallahu anhum.
MashaAllah, beautiful message regarding Hajj. If Hajj is farther upon us, we should perform Hajj without any further delay. Respecting the rules of Madani Chan, make sure, because if it is farther upon us, we should not delay. And I would like to encourage and motivate everyone, because this is such a beautiful ibadah which you cannot perform anywhere on the face of this earth except, subhanAllah, in those sacred holy lands of Makkatul Mukarramah and Arafat, Muzdalifah and Mina. SubhanAllah, these ritual acts are performed there. You should go there without any further delay if Hajj is fard. Otherwise, there is Wa'id also. If those, they do not perform Hajj and die. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to perform Hajj in our lifetime if it is fard upon us. If we are capable of going, we must go. Wasim Abbas, we were talking about Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Any beautiful message would you like to share with regards to Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, or any specific attribute you would like to mention from his legacy? Please.
SubhanAllah, there are many Rizwan bhai, and I think what we can take from his seerah, out of so many things, if you want to take the element of sincerity, you want to take the love for Quran, you can take many excellences and many things from his seerah. But one very prominent message that we can take from his seerah or his sayings is the honor of Sahaba.
Yeah.
That what Sahaba are and how should we respect them, no matter which Sahabi it is. As soon as there's a Sahabi of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what should be our mindset? Let's read about it. Listen to Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, what he said. He says that, by Allah, whoever participated in a ghazwa with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and some dust came in contact with his face. This is more superior than for any of you to get a lifespan of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and he keeps performing pious deeds for all his life.
Allah.
So he's reflecting to, he's comparing a Sahabi of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to someone who gets a lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam and keeps performing good deeds for his entire life. But that Sahabi radiallahu anhu is superior.
Just for the viewers, lifespan of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, only the time period he preached the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that spreads to 950 odd years.
Allah.
This is the lifespans, that period which was spent in preaching, tabligh. And overall, total life he had, Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine how much lifespan he had? And then it is mentioned a Sahabi Rasul who just participated in a ghazwa. And then a dust touched his face. Allahu Akbar. That person who gets that much lifespan and spends his life in good deeds. But yet he cannot get equal to that Sahabi Rasul. This is the status of Sahaba Ikram.
And then there are many other hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that shows the greatness of Sahaba. And in particular, when we talk about Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu once asked Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu regarding Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Ma'ad bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, because Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu appointed Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu as the governor of Damascus. So when he asked about their performance, what he says, that their leadership, after they became leader, that immensely increased their disinterest in the dunya,
Allah,
and their inclination towards the akhirah.
There is another way around.
Other way around. Whenever we get some post or designation, we start to, ma'adallah, forget about our akhirah. But he's replying back to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu that both of them, since their leadership, them becoming leader, that has immensely increased their disinterest in the dunya,
Allah,
and their inclination towards the akhirah. There's so much to discuss about Sayyidina Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu. Despite not physically participating in the Battle of Badr, he was still included amongst the Badri Sahaba. He was given the spoils of war from the Battle of Badr. And at many other occasions as well, we see the greatness that he possessed, the eminence that he possessed, and how he was looked upon by other elite companions as well. And there are many reasons, the ulama, they have mentioned why he was included amongst the Badri Sahaba. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that's how dear he held him. Now Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, it is stated that when he passed away, he was around 70 years old or just over 70 years old in 50 or 51 Hijri. Again, in the valley of Aqiq, which is approximately 10 miles away from Madinat al-Munawwara. And then his blessed body was brought to Madinat al-Munawwara. And Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu gave him ghusl. And Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he led his funeral salah. And both these elite companions, they lowered him in his grave and he was buried in Jannat al-Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon Sayyid bin Zayd radiallahu anhu and forgive us all without accountability for
Allahumma
his sake.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. Respect viewers of Madani Shirin, time doesn't permit us. What a great personality. Definitely we can't do justice, but we have just written our name amongst those they praise, Sahaba Ikram. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's all for today. We'll be coming next week with another beautiful personality, another Sahabi Rasul. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Keep loving Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum. Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum.